It sounds like a lot of money, but Haslam says the state needs $6 billion to keep its highways from choking with traffic. Finding that much money won't be easy, says Haslam.
A first step is toward repaying old debts.
He means $260 million his predecessor, Phil Bredesen, took out to balance the budget at the beginning of the previous recession. Haslam proposes paying back half of it using the surplus. It won't buy much asphalt, but it could gain him some political leverage. He hopes eventually to increase the gas tax, Tennessee's main source of money for roads, but already anti-tax groups are lobbying to keep the tax where it is. Andrew Ogles with the libertarian organization Americans for Prosperity wants the Haslam administration to list publicly exactly how the money will be spent.
We want to make sure that those dollars are spent wisely and that taxpayers get the best return on investment and that those dollars refunded do not turn into political favors but rather goes to the needs of the people of Tennessee.
Before he leaves office, Haslam says he wants to come up with a comprehensive plan to pay for roads, but he'll need to take some bigger steps to reach that goal. For Nashville Public Radio, I'm Chaz Sisk.